This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Boy, it's been a rough go for Paul Pelosi. Married to the Wicked Witch of the West, death warmed over Nancy. Then drives his car completely inebriated, gets in a crash. You would probably be in jail for years if you did that, not Paul Pelosi. And then he's at home when somebody allegedly breaks in and tries to harm his wife with a hammer and instead takes it out on him. But of course, people are wondering what the real story is, and that's just where we're at now. And sadly, this is on both sides of the aisle. Nobody trusts anybody anymore. But Democrats have a track record of faking hate crimes and lying. And so, of course, people are questioning it. But again, what happened to the slain landlord in Chicago when Sandra Kolalu chopped her up and put her in a freezer because she was demanding that she pay her rent? Why would a black woman feel that she doesn't have to pay rent to the white woman? And when the white woman demands rent, she says, well, I'm going to chop you up and put you in a freezer. Why? Who would have given her that idea? Not the party of peace, the Democrats. Of course not. Of course not them. Police had already been called on the killer 5 times in October alone. But I guess, you know, with Democrat logic, we should ban knives and we should ban hammers, right?
Right.
Macron admits half of the crimes in Paris are committed by foreigners. But keep those borders wide open, right? Keep those borders wide open and keep those foreigners pouring across. Because we love him. Now, even when he gets something right, we'll call him by his real name, Cenk Uygur, formerly known as Chunk Yogurt of the Young Turks. He's like had some sort of an epiphany, whether he realizes it or not. I don't know if maybe he went into the deep Amazon rainforest and had some ayahuasca. Maybe he smoked some DMT. Maybe he consumed some magical mushrooms. But he seems to have some sort of an awakening here. He's calling out Democrat liberal cities are turning into hellholes. And then a couple more instances here. He says, I hope Karen Bass proves me wrong, but I would be shocked if she changed the status quo even a tiny bit. Well, yeah, that's the Democrat status quo of violent cities. What did she do in Congress? Approximately nothing. That's what establishment Dems always do. L.A. desperately needs change. If you don't think it doesn't need a change, that's amazing. Watch Cenk Uygur getting one right. Another one. There is this persistent irrationality in American politics that people assume you love the person you're voting for and think they're perfect. No, it just means they're better than your other choice. Why is this so hard for people to understand? It's an incredibly simple concept. Wait, are you talking about Trump? Are you talking about Trump here? Because that's what people were saying about Trump, and now you're saying about Biden. Odd. Odd indeed. And then there's this. Get used to this, because this is the new world order. This is the end man-made climate change Green New Deal right here for you. Thousands too ashamed to go to work because they can't afford soap and deodorant. Good. That's good. A report suggests 3.2 million of adults in Britain are in hygiene poverty. And many are ashamed to go to work because they cannot afford items such as soap and deodorant. Good. Don't you get it? That's good. You're causing climate change. I don't know what it is about logic and some people's inability to have it or some people's inability to reach conclusions. Because logic is not it moves. It's moving. Logic leads to conclusions. So what do you think is going to happen with your whole stop man-made climate change when you shut off energy, shut off oil? I mean, Like, yeah, you're not going to have hygiene products. You're not going to have warm showers. You're not going to have running water. You're not going to have plumbing. You're not going to have heating. You're not going to have air conditioning. You're not going to go to work. You're not going to have a car. So they sit here and they're like, stop oil, stop energy, stop climate change. And then they're like, I'm so poor. I can't afford anything. What's going on? That's what you wanted. You're saving the planet now. Just die.
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge, tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it was run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, I want to get into the Twitter news now. And guys, let's put this image on screen so the people can see who has been censoring them on Twitter for the last year. There are the people who have been censoring you on Twitter. How does that make you feel? How does that make you feel that these two individuals have been censoring your free speech, the free speech of Americans, censored by these two? Mm-hmm. You know, there's this thing about America and about American people called freedom of speech, and it's something we really believe in. It's part of our destiny to be free and show the world the meaning of freedom and the results of freedom with the prosperity that it brings. And when you have foreigners come here that don't have those same values, that shut off and cut off our freedoms, they just don't get it, folks. They don't get it. Most people that live in this country have one or two things in their background. And that is a struggle to get to this country and earn their freedom through the means of immigration. Or the struggle of wars and fighting and bloodshed to earn their freedom. So when you earn that freedom, it means something to you. Something really deep in your soul. It's in your blood. It's in your makeup. It's in your consciousness. It never goes away. It can't be put out. It's an infinite flame. So when people that don't have that flame come here and shut off your free speech, they really don't get it. These two never got it. They never will get it. And they never should have had it to begin with. So how does that make you feel? And this goes on at every other big tech company. So I'm sorry that these two don't have the desire to be free and the loyalty and commitment and understanding of what that means to the American people. But thank God Elon Musk does. And thank God he took out the trash. Goodbye, freedom haters. Get out. But like good communists, don't worry. They got paid on the way out. These two are going to make approximately $200 million. Oh, and the left. Oh, the left is against rich people. Oh, the millionaires are so bad. And then all the people they look up to, all the people that are the thought leaders, all the people that censor the opposition, they're all millionaires. Isn't that ironic? So, yeah, sorry, you never supported free speech. Sorry, you never got it, did you? You never got it, did you? Maybe you never will. I hope someday you will. I hope someday people will understand what you understand, what I understand, the value of the First and Second Amendment. But Vijaya Gadde and Parag Agrawal never got it and sadly never will get it. But that's okay, because you will never put out our flame of liberty. Ever. You never will. You never will. So, good riddance. Don't let the door hit you on the way out with your hundreds of millions of dollars that you're making on the way out. Oh, I'm sure they'll give it all to charity, too. Yeah, right. So they're panicked, though, because Elon Musk is taking over and their anti-American censors are out. Wired Magazine: a Musk-owned Twitter could be disastrous for women and marginalized communities. Oh, there it is. Yes, oh. Disastrous for women and marginalized communities already facing abuse and targeted harassment on the platform. Hey, here's an idea. If you can't handle the heat, get out of the kitchen. You ever heard that one before? If you can't handle the heat, get out of the kitchen. Nobody's making you go on Twitter.
Women in marginalized communities already facing abuse on Twitter. It's so hard for them.
What are they even doing there then, if it's so bad? You want to know just how psychotic these people are, though? I mean, do you really want to know? Folks, it's bad. Trust me. I go into their minds. It is a place. It's empty. Actually, it's empty. Nothing but state propaganda bouncing around in there. No God, no soul, no light. Just darkness and propaganda. Like JoJo from Jurors. Now, nobody actually follows this woman, but she's always on your news feeds. I don't think that's going to be continuing much longer, by the way. All the Democrat Party propaganda forced onto your news feeds is going to be shut down pretty soon. And all of their synthetic interaction is going to be shut down pretty soon. So enjoy it while it lasts, guys, because it's not going to go on much longer. But here she is. This is a woman paid for by the Democrat Party and synthetically boosted on Twitter to get as much interaction as possible to make sure Democrat Party propaganda enters the mind and the stream of consciousness to the uninformed voter. Just, you want to know how psycho they are? Here's an example. I joined this app, Twitter, in 2017, largely because I wanted to tell Donald Trump that he had old balls and stuff. Yeah, you're clearly not well in the head, lady. And while I really, really, really don't want to, I'll do it again if I have to. So, of course, what's the story here? And I've got an example. Here's Robert Reich. Folks, look, Robert Reich is legitimately mentally retarded. And so, I mean, I'm you know, it's kind of like, oh, you're ableist. Well, no, I'm not gonna sit here and take serious advice from a man who has an IQ of 10. But see, oh, here's Robert Reich. Again, he promotes the Democrat Party propaganda. He does it for free, though. See, he's so dumb, he does it for free. This was him in July of 2021. Trump is suing Facebook, Twitter, and Google for violating his First Amendment rights by keeping him off their platforms. Someone should remind him that they're private companies to which the First Amendment doesn't apply. Okay, so Robert Third Reich, says censorship is good. Censorship is perfectly good and legal. That was July of last year. Now, here he is yesterday. When multi-billionaires take control of our most vital platforms for communication, it's not a win for free speech. It's a win for oligarchy. Oh, I see, Robert. I see, Robert, you tiny small man. I see, Robert. So when the censorship works in your political beliefs' favor, it's a good thing. When the censorship is no longer working in your political favor, it's a bad thing. Now, I see. I got you. Yeah. And by the way, Robert was one of the many out there who said he would leave Twitter if Musk took over. Yeah, right. So here's Robert forthright today. I thought I'd leave these here just in case, hypothetically, the new potential owner of Twitter decides to bar videos critiquing billionaires in the system that enables them. Oh, Oh, Robert Reich is against censorship now again yesterday. So Robert Fourth Reich was all about censorship when it was President Trump and his supporters. Now that his opposition is not going to be censored, all of a sudden he's worried about censorship, which, by the way, nobody's going to be censoring the left. Nobody calls for censorship of the left. Elon Musk is going to censor the left. But all of these people were threatening to leave Twitter. Yes, all the paid-for Democrat bot accounts like Brooklyn Defiant Dad and Jersey Joe and the rest of them. You've seen them in your news feeds. You don't follow them. They pop up on your news feeds every day. That's Democrat paid-for party propaganda forced into your news feeds by the Twitter algorithms. I don't think it lasts much longer. They all said they would leave Twitter when Elon Musk took over. How many of them do you think will actually leave? Zero. That's how many. None. Zero, zilch, nada. And that's for two reasons. One, because they like it too much and they like all the synthetic attention they've been getting. It's a dopamine hit. It's a drug to them. For the first time in their lives, they feel like they have friends and that they're popular. Even though it's all fake, they'll have to learn the hard way. But two, it's the same reason why they never left America when Donald Trump got in office. They all said they'd leave America when Trump got in, and they did, and then they didn't. Why? Because America is the best country on earth, and so of course you don't want to leave. You frauds.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Way supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You will always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
We need a great reset.
The idea of a mild terrorist attack is kind of the nightmare scenario.
Get vaccinated.
I don't have to sit here and tell you it's coming anymore and show you documents like I used to. You're just going to live it now.
Is that a Dr. Fauci Halloween costume or a serial killer Halloween costume? I can't tell the difference. Trick question, there is none. Happy Halloween, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Halloween from all of us here at InfoWars to you. We hope you have a great weekend. By the way, I was wondering what the ripple effect would be to free speech being returned to Twitter, and if that wouldn't maybe change the tide in the competitive business market of social media for other big tech companies to say, hey, you know what? We can't have Twitter be the only platform for free speech. Now we're losing out on revenue. We need free speech too. Well, not looking like that's how it's going to go here. YouTube announces it will certify medical information in cahoots with the World Health Organization. Nice. So the commies at the WHO who lie to you for a living are going to control the flow of information on YouTube. Nice. Nice. That's not fascist at all. That's not collusion. That's not big government. Amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. Of course, the big question is, will or when will Alex Jones be back on Twitter? And we may have some information on that coming up in the next hour with a special guest. I'm debating kind of breaking some stuff that I know about it, but I really don't even want to talk about it because it's the kind of thing where I just want to wait until the thing is complete to report on it. And the honest truth is right now, I don't know. I don't know if Alex Jones will ever be allowed back on Twitter. I don't know if InfoWars will ever be allowed back on Twitter. I don't know if I will ever be allowed back on Twitter. I know for myself, speaking for myself personally, of course I would like to be back on Twitter. And then for InfoWars, of course we would like to be able to be back on Twitter. Now, people have tried to share our links on Twitter, and you still can't. Our links are still banned from being shared. So we'll see how long that lasts. And then we'll see. I mean, I think the Alex Jones account, when it got suspended, had close to 2 million followers. So, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. And we shall see. I know that Elon Musk, who I guess obviously talks to Kanye West, has reinstated Kanye's account. Elon Musk, who follows the Babylon Bee, has reinstated the Babylon Bee's account. So these are people that obviously have a direct communication with Elon. We don't. But I think a lot of people will go to bat for Alex Jones, and we shall see if his account is restored. But there have been so many accounts banned that the process, I'm sure, will take some time. Now, the globalists, they understand this, but the liberal left don't, because they do not. They truly cannot even conceive. The concept of independence and self-sustainability to the left is not even in their head. They can't even conceive it. They can't even perceive it in their heads. because they've been suckling off the mammaries of the state and their daddies their entire lives. So they thought when they banned InfoWars on social media and big tech, they thought that would be it. They didn't understand that we were independent. They didn't understand that we were truly grassroots, and it was our audience that supported us. And so as long as we had our audience, we would still be on air. So then they went next level and engaged in the lawfare to try to take us off air. They're still in the process of that. You see those precedents set and then applied towards other individuals, whether it's internet censorship or now the lawfare. But we have been able to stay on air thanks to your undying support at InfoWarsStore.com. You telling your friends and family about the transmission, getting people to tune in, spreading the links where you can spread them, and, of course, shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, Alex is set to be back in town this evening, and he's going to be up here tomorrow doing some special reports, but also cutting new sales at InfoWarsStore.com. So as of right now, this is the last day to take advantage of up to 50% off top-selling, top-rated supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra and Brain Force Plus, the great nootropics, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, Survival Shield X3, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 50% off. Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 50% off. Vitamin D3 Gummies, 50% off. The list goes on and on and on. I'm running out of air telling you about all these sales. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And as you know, you get a great product and, in the process, support free speech. You get an additional discount, 10% off any item, with coupon code 1776 at checkout. So take advantage of that as well. And don't forget about the double Patriot points that can be applied towards future purchases at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. Let me hit a couple of other stories here before the break. This is from Science Photo Library. And so the Science Photo Library has photos of babies in the womb, right? Babies in the womb. And so they have all the photos of babies in the womb because that's what they are. They're babies and they're in the womb and you can see their bodies and arms and fingers and phalanges and the heart beating and everything. And so they lie to you when they say that's not a baby. It is a baby. But on Science Photo Library, where you can go look at the photos of babies in the womb, very amazing images, very powerful stuff, they have a little disclaimer here. So here you go. Okay, babies in the womb, 10 weeks, 14 weeks. You can go look at it, Science Photo Library. And they have a little disclaimer here. Look at this. Not for use by pro-life or similar organizations. This is real. Folks, this is real. Science Photo Library. Not for use by pro-life or similar organizations. So am I not allowed to use this right now on air? Am I going to get sued by Science Photo Library for pointing out that you have photos of babies before they're born? And because I'm pro-life, I'm not allowed to look at this or share this? Wow! Now, why would that be the case? It's sad. I guess Science Photo Library is pro-abortion. They're in the death cult. They like killing babies. They like chopping up babies for body parts and selling them. I guess Science Photo Library is into that. But here's the true story here. It just shows that they know what they're doing is baby murder, folks. They know it. Why would they put this as a disclaimer in their baby in the womb Science Photo Library? Why would they put not for use by pro-life or similar organizations? Because they know it's a baby in that womb and abortion is murder. And so they have to put this disclaimer out, because they know that's the case, and they have all the evidence right there in their own photo library. Incredible. But Planned Parenthood is absolutely disgusting, folks. This is a new one. A woman in New York took abortion pills as directed by Planned Parenthood and then gave birth in the bathroom to a fully formed stillborn baby boy. The experts estimate it was 33 to 36 weeks old. Planned Parenthood is being sued for its unthinkable negligence. Yeah, well, Planned Parenthood has killed millions of babies, and they get government money to do it. It's sick.
Look, I'm not bragging. It's just a fact. The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever. That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, funding the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We had the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless and good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Woo! Folks, I don't want to get out ahead of this. Oh, boy. You know what? Let me just actually pump the brakes on this. Let me pump the brakes on this. And before, I'd rather other people break this news. So I'm not going to break it right now. It's already out there. So let me just pump the brakes on that and kind of give the backdrop And then we'll see if we want to break it on this show or let others break it. It's already out there, but when I say break it, meaning if there's a story floating around out there and then we report on it, it gets broken wide open. Doesn't mean we're the original source. It's just that's how it goes. So I really don't want to break this right now, but let me just put it like this. In regards to the Pelosi home invasion, I think there are a lot of obvious questions. Now, if you take it at face value, then okay, fine. We condemn political violence against Nancy Pelosi. But there's obviously questions lingering. How does one get into the home, the multiple levels of security, the security cameras, all of it? How can this be? And then the ridiculous narrative that he's running around the house. Where's Nancy? Where's Nancy? I'm here for Nancy. And then they're saying he tied up Paul Pelosi, begging for Nancy Pelosi to come home. So, okay. But that is almost to the same level of, on January 6th, Nancy Pelosi having documentary film crews following her around that day. So, oh, it was so dangerous. She didn't send the documentary film crew home. It was so dangerous. No. And it was such an important day for her that she somehow knew to hire a documentary film crew so it could be used later in a legal case. Isn't that an incredible coincidence? Well, could there be something similar going on? I mean, that's how ridiculous it would be. It'd be like if there was a documentary film crew in Nancy Pelosi's house filming Paul Pelosi getting tied up and beaten with a hammer. I mean, that might be how ridiculous this thing gets, folks. But I'm going to hold off on taking that story next level. I really don't want to break it here. But let's just say the questions may be getting answered. And again, you might say, well, this is so ridiculous. The Democrats wouldn't false flag themselves to this extent with 11 days left to the midterms. Really? They wouldn't? Did you see Nancy Pelosi's documentary film crew following her around on January 6th? And they released the footage right ahead of the midterm elections during the January 6th hearings. You really don't think that's what would be going on? Yeah, I think they might just be that desperate, and they might be acting in that much desperation. And, you know, this is how God works, and this is how demons work. Demons cannot help but overexpose themselves eventually. Now, let me get back to this January 6th news that I think is extremely important here, and I'm going to revisit this later. Ali Alexander wrote this for the Gateway Pundit. He joins me in the next hour. Pelosi cover-up. Now we know why Democrats lied about Trump's National Guard offer. Now, this is an incredible development that is an ongoing development here, where all the receipts are available, folks. So you don't need to worry about hearsay here. The receipts are available, the phone calls, all of it, where Donald Trump and the White House were asking for added security from the D.C. police and the mayor's office and from the National Guard with Nancy Pelosi. It's on record. There are proof of receipts there. So when the Democrats come out and say, Trump stood down the National Guard, Trump stood down the police, he wanted there to be activities that day, it's a blatant lie, provable with hardcore evidence that we already have access to. So why are they continuing to push that lie? We're going to get into that later with Ali Alexander. Now, here's the real big story that I see in regards to January 6th that most people are missing. This is from Politico, of course. January 6th rider gets probation, not prison, after judge finds autism played a role. Now, let me try to encapsulate this for you. So one of the individuals, you've probably seen him in images next to the QAnon shaman, and he's got kind of longer hair, and he was in the building that day. He was walking around next to the QAnon shaman, and his name is Nicholas Rodian. And so Judge Trevor McFadden has said that Asperger's or autism, or he's somewhere on the spectrum there, caused him to be more susceptible into falling into this trap, and therefore he shouldn't get prison time, and instead gets 5 years of probation, and his family was there arguing on his behalf, if you will. He just started a dog walking service. It's actually kind of it actually seems like a really wholesome guy, really nice guy. You know, perhaps has autism or Asperger's, but, you know, works on his own. Probably we all know somebody like that in life. They're some of the nicest people we ever meet, but very naive, very susceptible, very trusting. And so this particular individual was talking about how he was getting secret information and documents directly from QAnon, who was giving him directives to share it and to take action upon it, like getting on his YouTube channel and talking about it. Now, most people are unaware of this because I'd never seen his YouTube channel. You'd never seen his YouTube channel. You've just seen the pictures of him walking around next to QAnon shaman that day. So, but folks, are you starting to get the picture here? So an individual with autism is getting secret documents and information from QAnon or government sources or military sources, and then he goes out on January 6th and goes in the building thinking he's on a mission from QAnon. Are you starting to see where I'm going with this yet? Well, let's recall what happened in the fake plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer. What did the FBI do? They targeted single, lonely men who might be on some sort of autism, mental illness spectrum, who are susceptible and naive, and communicated with them via the internet and text, and convinced them and swayed them into joining what they later would find out, FBI agents in a plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer. So this is what the FBI has been caught doing numerous times now. They set up a plot. We'll use the plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer. FBI agents set up a plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer as a trap, an entrapment operation. They then go out and find individuals, men particularly, that are easily susceptible to propaganda, specifically ones that might have a mental illness or autism, and then they entrap them in these crimes to say, see, X group is violent and terroristic because they wanted to kidnap the governor of Michigan. And of course, the feds did it the whole time. The feds entrapped innocent men so that they could have a political stunt to say that Trump supporters are violent. See, they tried to kidnap Governor Whitmer when it was the FBI the entire time. And so that all comes out. Folks, this case of Nicholas Rodian, I think, is now the skeleton key. If it's not Ray Epps, if it's not the pipe bomber, it's Nicholas Rodian. Based off what I can tell from this story, it sounds like Nicholas Rodian was contacted by feds, posing as QAnon, convincing him what they were doing was real, convincing him to be a part of this movement, much like the QAnon shaman and other similar people, getting communicated with feds, telling them this was all going on. They're getting top secret classified information. They've been selected for this special mission, just like the plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer. And then they end up in court. They end up going to jail. And the narrative ends up getting spun that they were terrorists the whole time when they were entrapped by the FBI. Folks, this is not a minor story. To me, this is now the third loose thread hanging from the sweater on the January 6th narrative. So you now have Ray Epps, the pipe bomber, who there's about to be massive news breaking from Darren Beatty in the next couple of days, by the way. Keep your eyes peeled for that. And now Nicholas Rodian. But I've noticed not many people have picked up on this yet. So now, though, I'm covering it, and I'm going to contact some of the other people covering this, and we're going to look more into this because I think...
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about a Govix.
Orgovyx Relagolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Break into this now, but folks, here's the thing: the constellation on this story is expansive and it's not concentrated here. So I'm kind of having to bounce around here to connect the dots, but it's all connected. January 6th, Pelosi standing down security, the lies about that, and yes, the home invasion at Pelosi's house now, but. It is now known, the suspect is now known. By the way, why is Nancy Pelosi's son-in-law, Michael Voss, pictured next to the QAnon shaman on January 6th? Why is that? Is that what I have in my hand here? Ah, well. So Pelosi has a film crew out there, her son-in-law is out there, but, you know. Nothing to see here. And then the big Nicholas Rodian story where he's talking about he's getting secret information from QAnon and government sources. And then he's confused in the court trial. And he says, well, I don't understand. I watched riots in America for the entire 2020 year. And then I saw January 6th and I didn't think it was a big deal. We watched cities burn. This all came out in that court case. But, okay, we now officially know. It's now official news. It's been published. We now know the suspect of the Pelosi home invasion. So, but ask yourself this before I reveal the individual here. ask yourself this. Why have you not seen a name or an image of the home invasion suspect yet today? Why? You know why, don't you? Because it wasn't a Trump supporter. It wasn't a conservative. If it was, they would have already blasted the individual. It wasn't. Now we know who it was. David DePape, Paul Pelosi suspect, five facts you need to know from heavy.com. Let's see what we have here. David DePape is a former Fidel Castro nudist protester and hemp jewelry maker who has children with a well-known pro-nudity activist. In other words, he's a leftist activist. Berkeley, California. David DePape wrote a blog called Welcome to Big Brother's Censorship Hell. Oh, interesting. David DePape entered the Pelosi home through a sliding glass door looking for Pelosi. Reports say, how did he get in? I mean, again, I'm not going to sit here and act like the Pelosis can't make mistakes or security systems don't have errors. But, I mean, seriously, that is amazing that he was able to get into the home. That's the real question. How does he get into the house? He must have known where he was going. Paul Pelosi was taken to the hospital. Pelosi is, of course, worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And I believe it's also going to come out. I don't see it in this story. But I believe it will also come out that this individual, DePape, has been involved in other protests, specifically protests at Pelosi's house, where they put a dead pig head out on her lawn. So this is a leftist protester from Berkeley, California, who did it. So they're going to try to bury this story as fast as they made a big fuss about it, because it is not a Trump supporter. Now, you can go on to, I don't know about the TV, definitely with the internet. The TV liberal propagandists are a little smarter than your average liberal propagandist on Twitter, meaning when they find out the truth about a story, which they will bury it. Whereas the morons on Twitter who live with their heads up their rear ends, they don't know the truth if it smacked them right in the face. So they're going to continue to promote the false narrative that it was a Trump-supporting conservative that broke into Pelosi's house. In fact, you could probably go onto Twitter right now, find all the same Democrat propaganda accounts still saying that this was a conservative Trump supporter that went into the Pelosi house, even though we now know the suspect and know it wasn't. They will still promote that lie. That's what they do. So more is going to develop on this, but now we know the question. Why didn't we get the identity of this individual sooner? Why didn't we see images and information about the home invader sooner? Because he wasn't a conservative Trump supporter. That's why. And now you know. And now you know. The only thing that was missing was a documentary film crew there to catch the whole thing that Nancy Pelosi hired, just like on January 6th. Yep. And so here it is. See, see, the crew's already pulled it up. You log right into Twitter right now, and you will find Democrat Party propaganda accounts still blaming Trump and Trump supporters. Here's one right here. This was just tweeted a minute ago. Folks, the heavy story came out about 30 minutes ago. So the identity has been known for at least an hour to anybody who's looked into it. Just a listener of the show sent this information to me. And that's why when I first got it, I was like, hey, I'm going to wait and do a little verification here. But okay, we've got the verification now. So they're still tweeting out at this moment. Liberal Democrats are still tweeting out blaming Donald Trump and Republicans for the Pelosi home invasion, even though we now have the suspect and know who he is, and he's a leftist. They're sick. They are sick, sick people. But of course they are. Because they write stories like this in Newsweek. Yeah, I mean, you guys can pull these up all day long if you want. These are all tweets within the last 5 minutes. We've known the identity of the suspect for at least an hour. Mainstream news now has published the identity of the suspect for at least the last half hour. And liberals on Twitter are still tweeting out in this very moment, in this minute, that it was Trump and Trump supporters that did this. And they won't even know that the information is already out there and that they're wrong. So, I mean, the crew can pull these up as long as they'd like when I'm covering this other news here. Because I think it's important to show that. Reality doesn't matter to these people. truth doesn't matter to these people. It's the political propaganda and the political agenda first and everything until last. That's it. That's all they have. It's their religion. Here's an example from Newsweek. Fact check. Ted Cruz's claim that Antifa burnt U.S. cities for a year. So remember, Ted Cruz goes on The View, says, how are you going to talk about January 6th and not talk about the BLM Antifa riots from the summer of 2020? And they say, that didn't even happen. But this is even crazier on Newsweek. Fact check, Ted Cruz claim that Antifa burnt U.S. cities for a year. Now, I'll do this here. You can doc-cam this. So, okay, oh, I have the Newsweek story right in front of me. Okay. So let's find out. Fact check. Is it true? Ted Cruz's claim that Antifa burnt U.S. cities for a year. Now, Newsweek has to do a fact check on this, as if we don't know the answer. Now, get this. Right out of the gates, in their own story, they have images of Antifa and BLM burning cities to the ground in the year 2020. It's in the story. Literally, the images of it. And they say they're doing a fact check. So I can scroll through, I can flip through the story. Oh, a picture of leftist burning cities in the summer of 2020. Okay, fact-checking Ted Cruz. Oh, here's pictures of Democrats burning cities. Fact-check. And then what does it say? False! It says false! Look at this! It says false! Oh, unbelievable. So they show you the pictures and the images of liberal Democrats burning cities to the ground in the summer of 2020 in the very story where they claim Ted Cruz is saying that liberal Democrats burn cities to the ground, and that's false. And then they show you the images of the actual facts and evidence, and then they still say it's false. Incredible. Newsweek, fact checks Ted Cruz. Did BLM and Antifa burn cities in the United States in the year of 2020? And they show the images in the story of liberals doing just that, and they still say Ted Cruz is false after showing you the evidence that it's true. Can it get any crazier than that? Well, perhaps if you're one of the victims of these deranged fascists and authoritarians like Paul Manafort, Andrew Weissman placed Paul Manafort in solitary confinement for 11 months in effort to get him to lie about Donald Trump. You know, this is really sad. Here's another one. Weissman and the Mueller gang made up charges against 11 mystery Russians in effort to claim Russia hacked the DNC. It was all a lie. Yeah, remember, they made those claims about these Russians and expected that the Russians wouldn't show up to court. The Russians actually showed up to court and wanted to defend themselves. And Mueller and the Democrats said, nope, never mind, we're dropping the charges. You remember that? Remember that? They wrote, oh, look at these Russians that hacked the DNC, and they filed the lawsuit. The Russians showed up in court with a lawyer, and the Mueller team and the Democrats said, never mind, we don't want to try this case. Email released in Danchenko case proves Obama and his deep state lied and set up President Trump in an attempt to remove him from office. Yeah, we have all the evidence. But see, this is what's so sick. And I, you know, here's the one thing about Donald Trump that actually I think is even more important than the vaccine deal. Donald, people have suffered so much for this man. People have suffered so much in support of Donald Trump, myself included, but not the worst of it for me. People in jail, rotting in jail, solitary confinement, in their support for this man. He owes them so much. I don't know how he's going to pay it back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.